Hi there, I'm Amy Griffiths, and you're listening to Manx Radio's newscast. And on this episode, we're talking about the construction industry and some of the issues attracting apprentices. I started by talking to Brendan Downey from BDC Limited.
So we're a contractor on the island, BDC Limited, and Rosie from Belburton. We work closely with them on quite a few projects, and she invited us up to give our input on our thoughts on the apprentices.
And what are your thoughts?
I think, to be honest with you, it has sort of lost its edge a little bit, the construction industry. When I left school, it was very much everyone, the buzzword was, it was construction, everyone was earning vast amounts of money, it was really exciting, so that's what brought me into it. But now I think, from what I'm told, younger people are very much drawn to the gaming sector, sort of influencing things like that, and that seems to be the real trend. So I think we need to probably up our game a little bit and put it back out there how beneficial the industry can be. I mean, it's been very good to me, my family, so yeah, I think it's just lost its edge a little bit, but I think we, with a little bit of joined up approach, we can definitely bring it back.
And do you think it's difficult in today's day and age to try and sell manual labour as well, because it's not always easy?
I do. I think it is, because it has got that stigma around it of being, you know, you're going to get your fingers worked to the bone. But it has, the industry has evolved a lot, and as health and safety's caught up, there's a lot more thought to how things can be done without as much manual labour. And, you know, you're looking at methodology to reduce that sort of work and do give things a little bit more thought and make things easier, safer, and obviously less hard on people's bodies, because you can be in the industry for sort of 50 years and you need to look after yourself, really.
Yeah.
It's a long time, so it is definitely improving all the time.
And do you hire any apprentices yourself?
At the moment, we haven't got any, regrettably, but we've put several through over the years. We've been going for about 12 years and we've put three through, and they're all still in the industry. Some of them have moved on to other companies, and others have worked up and are still within the firm, but now in managerial roles. And we are open to apprentices, and to be honest, it's a little bit disappointing that we haven't seen more younger people here today, because we would have liked to have met a few more younger people. But maybe this is the start of something quite exciting, and we can maybe have another one of these, maybe when term time's on, and maybe do it in school, perhaps, so that we've got a captured audience, as opposed to getting them to come out of town, maybe.
What is the reason for not having an apprentice? Is it because of, sort of circumstances, or is it because of a lack of demand?
No, to be honest, we just haven't had many inquiries. So about 5 or 6 years ago, when we were a much smaller company, we used to get a lot more inquiries, which at the time we couldn't fulfil. And now, as we've grown, we've got much more need for apprenticing. We can supply more training, etc., but it just has gone a little bit cold. I must not have had an inquiry from an apprentice for about 2 years.
Wow.
which is quite sad, really.
And what do you think that says about the future of the industry here on the island?
It's quite scary, and I say this all the time to not just the guys that work for us, but to the consultants that we work with, etc. I'm probably the youngest sort of main contractor on the island, and our general age demographic of the guys that work for us is probably about 50, which is quite scary. I'm 33, so I'm looking for the next 35 years, whereas everyone who's 15, 16, they're looking to go into other industries. And I'm not sure what we'll do if we don't turn it around now. I think the likes of ourselves, being a contractor, we'll really struggle to deliver quality projects.
Because the island's continuing to grow, it's determined to continue growing into the future, and construction's going to be a really important factor for that, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I mean, obviously, as bigger projects come online and as the government are trying to build the population, obviously there's a big demand for housing. There's going to be, obviously, new schools required. Infrastructure's going to have to improve, roads, reservoirs, things like that. They're all going to have to improve, so there is going to be a big spike in the industry, so we just really need to try and get younger people in now and try and have a little bit of a jump on it and get the training done and get them developed and hopefully have roles for them.
And do you feel like there's enough support from government as well to then be able to enable businesses to have apprentices?
So there has been a change recently where they've stripped a little bit of the funding out, whereas they used to support all the days that the apprentices were at college. They've now stripped that, and they only support one day a week, and then the rest is for the employer to support. So it's difficult, really. They still pay for all the funding for the course, so there's no outlay for the contractor or the employer as such. But then when they're not there, they're obviously not making any money, so it is tricky. It's a fine balance, really, to try and... You can't expect them to do everything, though, as well. There is a limit to what they can do. It's got to be a joined-up approach between industry and the government to try and get to a point where we can support people.
And how do you think that joined-up approach can happen?
I think it's communication, really. I think the likes of today is really important. It's a shame that we didn't have anyone here from government, so that we maybe could have had a chat with those and get their view on this. But like I said, I think it's just down to communication and striking a balance between what's fair and obviously what we can do as private employers, essentially, and still obviously keep ourselves in the black. But yeah, I don't know. It's a tricky one, to be honest with you. It's probably quite a few different elements to it.
I'm Alex Burnett from Cedar Developments Limited. In the past, it's been very good. Obviously, they're coming out of school, so they're a little bit young. Obviously, going onto a site, I mean, in this time of year at the moment, in the summer months, it's really good. They love it outside, the sun, hopefully the sunshine. And moving into the winter, it's a whole different ball game. But I've come from an apprentice background. I was trained by a local Manx company, and they brought me up through the years, through apprenticeships, into site management, etc. And then obviously I moved on to my own company. So I'm very proactive with apprenticeships. And there's been a great apprenticeship scheme over the years, which has helped the industry. But in recent years, the scheme has been literally taken apart, and there's virtually died a death because the grant system, certainly for larger companies like myself, has been taken away. So then that entails that the company itself has to fund the apprentice. In the first year, you go to college for 2 days a week. The company has to pay that. And then you get them onto site and fund that as well, because obviously coming onto site, you're not expecting an apprentice to earn a living. They're there to learn. So they're there to stand beside the tradesmen and watch what they're doing and assist them. But there's no assistance for the company per se to allow that apprentice to do it. So I think listening to the industry out there at the moment, they're standing back now. And I think without apprentices, well, the industry is slowly, the tradesmen are slowly dying away. If you look at the tradesmen now, the older tradesmen there, but the younger tradesmen, there's few and far between. When I came through as an apprentice, there was a lot of tradesmen. There was a lot of bricklayers, joiners, all the trades in the industry, and now the numbers are down. I do feel sorry for the younger generation. We do get a lot of phone calls from many different young people looking for positions. We have three apprentices at the moment. Whether we're going to continue on with that, I really don't know, because of the cost involved. You know, we're in a tendering process, you're trying to get the best cost you can, the best tender figure you can, and unfortunately that doesn't allow for a substantial amount of money to train the apprentices, and with the government assistance being taken away, I just don't know how it's going to go forward.
And the thing is, times are tough for everybody at the moment, and so people can't afford to necessarily invest in apprentices by themselves.
Very true. It's expensive, and I can see, you know, you've got to teach them. You don't want to use them as a general labourer. You want them to learn their role, their trade, and it's a difficult. It's expensive, and really, you know, they need a living as well. So you can't pay them. Sometimes the government are saying give them a basic wage, which is just non-existent. You can't do that. You've got to give them a living wage of some fashion, but that's expensive for the company. And I just think that the industry needs an influx of trade. At the moment, there just isn't enough good tradesmen out there. We need more tradesmen, and the only way to get that, I think, on the island, unless you bring them in, is to invest in the young people of the island and get them through. But that just isn't happening at the moment. I feel it's a sorry state, in my opinion. It's a sorry state for the island. When I was an apprentice, the college was full of apprentices. There was a queue waiting up to do it. There was lots of people wanting to do it. And I think there could well be that situation now, but the grant system isn't there to allow the companies to assist.
But with the lack of apprenticeships that are then available as a result of all of this, do you think it's putting off younger people getting into the industry in the first place and looking for other avenues?
I think the interest is there. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of office-based jobs going about at the moment. I think the positions are there. I think it's just trying to get the finances in place to help some other companies, even the smaller companies. I think if there was a reasonable grant there, like there was many years ago, I think the influx of apprentices would be greater, would assist everybody. I mean, there's nothing better than driving past a building on the Isle of Man and thinking, wow, I worked on that. Oh, how, you know, it's a great feeling to drive past and look at stuff, and it's fascinating to see some of the stuff that goes up. There's some interesting jobs coming up, but there just isn't the people to do it, and I think it's going to struggle in the years to come because the numbers are dropping.
And the thing is as well is the government wants to increase the population. It's trying to address housing issues here on the island by building more homes. All of that is going to be completely dependent on the construction industry. So do you feel like it's maybe working against itself and its own plans in that sense?
I do. There's a lot of scheme. As you say, they want to increase the population. Well, for the population to increase, you need the properties. You need everything like that. And without the construction industry growing, how can the population grow? Because the population needs somewhere to live. We all know there isn't enough houses on the Isle of Man. They're trying to do more, but I just can't see. At some point down the line, there's got to be a point where the older generation are going to go away, and it is going to leave such a skeleton crew on the island to try and raise the level, and I just don't think it's going to happen. I just think it's going to be issues going forward.
So what do you think the solution is?
Invest in the young generation, assist companies, talk to companies, ask them maybe what they want or what they need to get their apprenticeships back up to the level that they were many years ago. I think the government need to go to these individual companies and talk to them and see what they think is actually needed to get the joiners, the bricklayers, the plumbers, the electricians, and all the trades back in. It just seems to be falling off an edge at the moment, and I can't see anything getting better or turning out right.
My name's Claire Parsons. My son is just got his GCSE results yesterday, and he's looking for an apprenticeship in electrician, and he's got a conditional place at college, but he hasn't got an apprenticeship.
And what kind of impact is that having, not having that apprenticeship? I mean, how important is that to the course he's doing?
It is, because if he doesn't get an apprenticeship, he's not on that course. He has got a place for the pre-apprenticeship course, which is unconditional, and that is a reserve that he will do, but he really wants to be an electrician.
And what kind of impact is that having on him not being, also the uncertainty around his future?
It's having quite an impact. I mean, his friends, a lot of his friends have got fathers and uncles and aunties that are in the construction industry, and they've given them places, but Cameron doesn't. And therefore, he wants to do something. He's not a school bod. He's not a sixth form student. And he wants to be out there working and learning. So it has a massive impact.
But I don't think we're ever going to not need electricians, are we either? So it's something that needs to be addressed, in your view, then?
Absolutely, and I've spoken to quite a few people within the industry today, and I've looked at my background is health, and we have conditionals for some of our training. So I've sort of said to them, if you invest it for 4 years, then get them to sign an agreement to say they give 2 to 3 years back, And it is something that they're going to discuss, because I think my son would sign up tomorrow.
And why do you think it's been such a struggle for him to find an apprenticeship to join?
I think the government are not funding or helping the construction industry, and therefore they're reluctant to take them on, because they might leave at the end of their 4 years and they've not, you know, they've paid all their money in, but they're not actually going to stay on. And I think they need that conditional stay.
But when you think about the direction government wants to go in, it wants to increase the population, it wants to build more homes, all of these things are going to be completely reliant on the construction industry, aren't they?
Absolutely. And I think we need to invest in the kids that want to stay. You know, my son doesn't want to go to university, he doesn't want to leave the island, he wants to stay on the island. You know, I have one at university, but she still wants to come back. So we need to invest in the future, because the island population is getting older and people are going to retire. And we're not going to have those people join in the industries.
So what do you think could be done to better support people to be able to offer apprenticeships to those who want them?
I think it's working with the government. The construction board and industry need to work with the government and come to an agreement. But I think that in the interim, I think if these kids had a contract to say, you know, you need to stay with us for 2 to 3 years, then I think they would. Yeah, I think they would.
I'm Rosie Manuja. The event that we put on today is just to try and promote the construction industry a little bit and deal with what we're calling a crisis for the apprentices, because there seems to be an awful lot of apprentices this year that have got a position at the college but they can't get employment in the industry. So we're trying to work out from industry what the problems are. So that was the purpose of today, really, to canvass and feedback from the industry to see what we can do to try and help apprentices get employment.
And what has some of that feedback been?
Well, the feedback's on forms at the moment, so I'll have to go through it all, really. But, I mean, the feedback that I've had generally through my conversations with people has been that there's no little or no funding for the wages for these apprentices. So in your first year, you might not know how to do anything. You're not supposed to be earning money for these companies, but they're expected to pay you. So I think they need a little bit of financial support there, hopefully from the government, really, because ultimately the government will hopefully get the return from the income tax in the future if these people get skills, because they're going to be earning more money. They're much less likely to be unemployed or end up on the dole one day. So, it's imperative, really, isn't it, that we get our apprentices through the door, or there isn't going to be a construction industry in the future.
And the thing is as well, it's not cheap to be able to hire an apprentice. I mean, one person I was speaking to was saying to hire three apprentices, it was costing them £1,000 a week to actually then be able to pay them a livable wage in case they can't live with their parents or whatever their circumstances might be. You know, you're talking £50,000 a year, and for a business, that's a massive amount of money.
Well, yeah, and I think some people are potentially living with their parents as well. They possibly don't need a living wage. I'm not saying that that's the right thing, but I'm just saying that the government is actually making it so that they have to pay them a certain amount. But the effect of that is possibly that means employers aren't giving any opportunities out. So I'm not sure that's really working.
Construction is going to be so crucial to the future of the island. The government's plans for the island is trying to increase the population. It's trying to build more homes to address the housing issues that we have here. So construction is going to be a really vital part of that.
Yeah, I mean, construction is always a vital part of your island, because we always need infrastructure and sewage works plants and, you know, water treatment plants. So there'll always be major construction works that need doing. It's vitally important that we keep the skills in the industry here, and more important that we don't lose this local knowledge, because the construction industry, like most industries on the Isle of Man, there's a very local network of people that all know each other. And, you know, we all, if I work on a project from 10 years ago, the chances are I know the architect that drew it, and I can probably phone him and ask him for the drawings, and he'd probably send me them, because that's the Isle of Man, you know. And we don't want to lose that local kind of feel as well. So supporting our local kids to get the skills, I think, helps us all as a community to preserve our culture and identity.
And how much of an impact has COVID had on the industry and the lasting impact of that?
I think COVID had a very detrimental effect on the industry at the time. I think there was a lot of increases in cost on the back of COVID, and I think it's affected our young people massively, because their education was affected. I think there's a bit of a lack of self-esteem in some of the young people coming through. I think there's a real major problem with phones at the moment. I fully support these campaigns for limiting, or if it was up to me, I'd make a law to say no kids should have a smartphone till they're 16, because I think our kids should have their childhoods back, because they really do feel like they're robbing them off their childhoods a little bit. And they're also getting exposed to all the stuff that you don't know what they're seeing.
So what are you hoping to be able to achieve from today? What are your next steps?
Well, the event today is to try and find out how many apprentices there are this year that have got a place on the course and haven't got funding. And then we are going to try and find a little bit of funding privately. If anybody out there, any companies is willing to help, you know, if you would be willing to pledge and help some of these apprentices, that would be absolutely brilliant. And then we would like to use, if we can get the funding for the people this year, we'd like to use them as case studies to show, look what we can do when we give that person £200 a week, say, for their wages for the first year. Look at the things that they can learn and what the employer can do with them, as opposed to them having to try and make that person make them money or use them for labouring. They can actually train them.
Yeah, because one of the concerns that was thrown to me was that, you know, we're at a risk here of having some of our more experienced tradespeople retiring and then not having enough people to then be able to even train up the younger generations. And is that something that you've heard?
Well, yeah, that's going to be a natural phenomenon if we don't get young people coming through. And I know, as a quantity surveyor, our door isn't getting knocked down for young A-level students wanting to be quantity surveyors. And I don't actually understand why, because it is a fantastic career. You can start working at 18 and start earning a wage. You know, if you want to do your degree day release all the way through, you can. In 5 years, you won't just be qualified. You'll probably be running sites, you know, you'll probably have quite a lot of responsibility by the time you finish your degree. So, and you'll find your degree a lot easier if you are working in the industry.
And do you think there's a risk as well of putting people off getting trying to get into the industry at all if it's seen to be too competitive, or there's not enough opportunities for people, that people would just try and go into, you know, our young people are going to go into different industries altogether?
I think that's exactly what's happening, actually. I think because of the because employers are struggling to take them on, young people are approaching, and that they're maybe taking it personally, that they're going to 40 different companies and no one's offering them an opportunity. They're thinking, wow, you know,
it's hard not to take it personally.
And that was a big part of this event, actually, is anybody out there listening that is taking it personally, please don't, and please know that it's not actually necessarily you. I think this is a problem with industry that we need to resolve, as how do we get these apprentices in and support them to get the trades that they get, the qualifications that they need. But I was a little bit disheartened today that not as many apprentices turned up, so maybe it's holiday time.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.